Today on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, highlights from the first ever AI Talks, top stories from Thursday's inaugural event. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. AI Week 2024 has come and gone, and what a week it was. Yesterday, you heard about the UiPath on Tour public sector event, and Thursday, AI Scoop and Scoop News Group hosted the first ever AI Talks, the premier event where top government leaders, tech innovators, and industry experts converge to explore the transformative potential of AI in the public sector space. Drew Michelgard kicked off the day sharing the work the Biden administration has done since the president issued the AI executive order last fall. Michelgard pointed to the many milestones and deadlines that have come and gone and pointed out that now, roughly 150 days since the EO had been issued, there are many more that agencies will continue to face around hiring AI talent, disclosing AI use cases, and much more. The jam-packed event at the Waldorf Astoria also featured some of the top private sector leaders who are supporting federal adoption of AI from the outside in. Google public sector CEO Karen DeHut recapped some of the major announcements her company made last week at its next conference in Las Vegas, including new AI tools tailored to the public sector and new security accreditations that Google received to do work with the DoD and the intelligence community at the secret and top secret levels in the cloud. Likewise, Susan Wedge shared how IBM Consulting is working with agencies to adopt a use case-driven approach for adopting AI in the right manner. In Microsoft's Dr. William Chappell explored how his company, which owns OpenAI, is working to leverage ChatGPT as part of the Azure Cloud platform. Two of the State Department's top officials responsible for its deployment of AI shared the stage and gave a candid recount of how state is urging its workforce to get their hands dirty experimenting with generative AI, but also how it's important for the department to modernize and get basic IT right so the workforce trusts more complex and next-generation technologies like AI. The event was loaded with top decision-makers in the public sector AI space, and every single keynote speaker could have had an entire event built around them, from GSA Administrator Robin Carnahan and Energy CIO Ann Duncan, to Rob Shriver, Deputy Director of OPM, and Olivia Zhu, Senior Policy Advisor of AI at OSTP in the White House. There were also amazing panels, one on women in AI, which highlighted the need for leadership and diversity in the space, and another on the role of the federal chief AI officer, which I moderated, that explored how federal agencies are taking direction from the AIEO to institute new chief AI officers. If you missed AI Talks, you're not out of luck. We will have more stories from the day on fedscoop.com and a wrap-up on the AI Talks event page at aitalks.upgather.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back next week with more top headlines. Until then, as always, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.